I was recommended to do this by a friend of mine. And I looked at it. We're going to talk about the music industry of all things today. We're going to get away from politics, even though politics is involved in this in a very dark way. My friend, who I'll keep anonymous because I don't have her permission to use her name, has a true gift. I'm not talking, oh, it seems like a gift. No, this one is a mind-bending, mind-blowing, true physical gift for singing. I would say it's transcendent, but she doesn't want the world. She doesn't want to go to the dark side of the world where the music industry goes to make lots and lots of money. And a number of artists who are also in the same mentality don't really get discovered because they hit a certain wall. And if you want more people to enjoy your music, in order to be able to do that, you either have to travel around the entire world on your own dime, go to different places and play music. But if you want to go to concert halls or big events where you are able to play, you will be blocked. Who controls it? Well, some big names control this. And my friend's question to me that I should t take a look at this is the taking a look at the music industry and its transition from satanic back to divine. So, will there be a transition back to it? Yes, eventually. Is it coming soon? No. There are some difficulties, though, that are starting to knock at the door of the bad guys. They're ignoring the knock, but they know that it's not going to go away. The pressure, what'll happen, is something along the lines of people will, time frame wise, I don't have it, but people will start to say, okay, I'm going to pay to buy this song from this company. But instead of them just saying, okay, download it and they enjoy it, some people in the thousands will grow and say, I'd like to buy this music, but who am I buying it from? And what does this company represent? What do they do? It's not as simple as just buy the music and you're done. Accountability is going to increase. Not fast. I'm not going to pretend that this could be whitewashed into something potentially really nice very, very soon. No. There has to be a shift in the people. It's already starting in another area, but it's taking a long time to get it done. The entertainment industry. People are not just simply going into the entertainment industry and saying, oh, I'd like to have this. How do I phrase this? People are not going. Here's a better way to say it. People are now starting to look at the entertainment industry, the movies, then the music, as saturated, overdone. Things like part one, part two, part three. A few years ago, I even talked about this on one of my remote views, saying it's overkill. They're done. the problem is that people are still paying for the drama. The green screen is very popular with the children, but the adults, it is not, because they know it's completely fake. The old actors from back in the 1990s, 1980s, who were in their prime, between their 20 and 40 years old, or 20 and 50, or 30 and 50. Well, they're not in their prime anymore. They're getting older now, and they've retired, or sadly, tragically, some of them have already passed. Those skill sets were never saturated because the industry didn't have the internet as they do today. But the internet brought more people into the music and into the movie industry. And that's how it became saturated now. The problem is, and this is, I'm actually feeling a little bit drained all of a sudden. So this is actually, I'm touching in on the bad guys wanting to say, keep your mouth shut. We don't want people to pay attention to what we're doing bad. But I'm going to keep going. I might slow down a little bit, though, because the energy is zapping me. In order for this to change, now that I've explained the saturation and how it got saturated, what was the cause, the internet, the music industry is moving forward with new music, but they're starting to run out of new ideas for music. The words can change, but the expression and the new girls and boys that are in there are starting to say, this has already been done a number of times. It's like, the Backstreet Boys. Good band, great band, loved it. I really enjoyed their music. Their dancing was pretty cool, you know, but now all of a sudden, there's a new bunch of bands that are coming up, but where are they coming from? Other countries. And they're coming in and people are saying, hey, this is boy bands, girl bands, multiple people within the same band. And now all of a sudden, what they're adjusting instead of the songs is they're adjusting the filmography, making it faster, more interesting, anything to hold the attention of the listener. But it's not holding. The music industry is starting to slow down. Not because the music industry is bad, not on the back end. Nobody's paying attention to that. But the saturation level is getting hit. It's like Facebook. Mark Zuckerberg has reached his dream goals, at least as far as I know, if being rich is one of them. Yeah, okay, fine. He's rich. He has more money than he knows what to do with. But there's a lot of things on the back end that we don't know that he's doing. He's gotten in trouble a few times, but you can tell he's not worried about getting in any deep trouble. Not at all. But his program, Facebook, yeah, it's reached a saturation point. And people are saying, okay, it's enough. Move on to something else. But what's interesting is that Zuckerberg is actually trying to buy out as much as he can to keep relevant. And one of the recent things was the AI. He tried to buy out some people. This is only one lady, one group that he tried to buy out for billions. And they said no, because they know that they're worth billions already. So Facebook, Instagram, and all those things, yeah, they're going to start to slide downhill. They're not going to go away, but the trend is no longer in their power. That's the same thing with the music. The trend is no longer in their power. We're going digital now. Creating your own music is increasing. The problem is, how much of this is copyrighted? Copyrights are going to become a very big fight. That's, I think, where things are going to hit the brick wall And all of a sudden people are going to say, oh, you can't do that because I already had this music back here. All of a sudden, the music industry, by its own system built in to protect its own music, is going to say, oh, we can't do that. It's already with somebody else. I've heard a number of people talk about this, and it is happening. Oversaturation is its own enemy now. And that's where the music is going to hurt. Now, if I told you this in the beginning about the oversaturation, you may not have understood what I'm talking about. That's why I had to get through this entire thing to explain how it's going to be stopped or remitigated. I think the music industry is going to have a discussion with copyright laws. They may have to rewrite them a little bit. There are people who still love to sing. And there are people who love to sing for money or because they truly enjoy it. The trick now is going to be is how soon will this happen? How soon will the saturation hit the copyright laws? And the copyright laws will say, well, we need to change our rules. Then there will be lawsuits. So we're looking at a serious situation building. But the next step is international copyright laws. When that starts to hit, which will be soon compared to what it's been, we've been waiting for an improvement in, you know, the underdog music players. 10, 15 more years, maybe a little more at that particular point. So when I'm 50, 60, 70, between 70 and 80, I think that's when we're finally going to see major, major hits in music. It could come a lot sooner if the human being starts to say, I'm going to take responsibility and accountability for my purchases, not just buy it because I like it, but buy it because of what it represents. Hey, I'm supporting this person with their music, but what am I supporting? Not just I am, but what? And when that happens, then the whole system might be taken down or revamped in 5 years. So that's what we're looking at is the average people starting to wake up and taking accountability for their purchases. Right now, after my experience at the airports and down in Florida when I visit my family, there's no awareness there at all. Not yet. All right, that's enough for me. I'm getting wiped out from this one. Talk with you all later.